The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. E-commerce giant Alibaba is investing $320 million in Thailand as founder Jack Ma seeks to tap into Chinese consumer appetites for Thai products. The money will go towards building a digital hub in the Thai military government's Eastern Economic Corridor, which spans three provinces in eastern Thailand. In recent months, Thailand's parliament passed a series of tax breaks and incentives to attract foreign businesses and investment to the country's industrial east. Alibaba's digital hub aims to provide a platform that connects Thai agricultural products to Chinese and global markets. The company also plans to set up an online tourism platform. Alibaba founder Jack Ma:
I think Thailand, it has a unique position and it has a very unique resources. And already there are more than 10 million Chinese people traveling around Thailand. And I think Chinese people will come to Thailand more if we can make Thailand's tourist industry upgrade to the digital level.
Ma, who met with Thai Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha last week, signed four memorandums of understanding with the Thai government covering trade, investment, support for e-commerce, and tourism. He was quick to allay concerns over who would benefit from the investment. Jack Ma:
People worry about Alibaba come to Thailand. Are we going to occupy Thailand? Are we going to take away the jobs? We are not interested in that. We are interested in and focusing on enable entrepreneurs.
Chinese tourists accounted for nearly a third of the 35 million arrivals in Thailand last year. The number of visitors is expected to grow this year. The price of fish in India's southern Rameswaram city is skyrocketing due to a yearly fishing ban imposed by the government. The ban is intended to safeguard fish during the mating season and conserve the overall stock. While the Indian government provides fishermen with a subsidy of $63, locals in Rameswaram are still feeling the pinch. S. Rupa is a local resident.
The fish, which used to cost 200 rupees, $3 per kilogram, today is priced at 400 rupees, $6. This has taken place after fish arrivals to the market reduced. Therefore, whatever amount we take with ourselves to the market for buying fish is becoming insufficient.
The fishing ban in Rameswaram City will be lifted at the end of May. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.